My name is Joaquila Martinez. I come from a very diverse family. My father was Mexicano, and my mother is African American, and with a very diverse past for both of them. And so I was raised in Northeast Wichita with a real sense of community and people. I spent most of my time in Catholic schools. I went to Holy Savior, yay, Holy Savior. And then I went on to enter the convent because I've always had a dream of going to Africa to prove that Tarzan did not exist and that there were wonderful, educated, capable people who lived in Africa. So I spent all of my adolescence in Great Bend, Kansas, and with the Dominican nuns, of which I pride myself that that's where I really got my grounding of being a person in character with a great deal of passion and service. Came home to Wichita State. My major was theater. At that particular time, black theater was booming in New York, and they allowed me to create the first black theater here in Wichita called One People. It was great. I was very involved in Wichita State's campus with starting the Black Student Union and just everything that would give some level of voice to the African-American students who were really growing at that particular time. It is in Baltimore that I got to enter the realm of African business and trade. Ended up at some point going back for my master's and started teaching at Howard University. And from Howard, I ended up in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, teaching business communications and all kinds of organizational things. And that allowed me to really go back to Africa because then I was helping the Ghana Investment Promotion Center to grab some investments out of Malaysia. And so I was like this non-Malaysian contingency to create business between Malaysia and Ghana. And it was an interesting time for me because I realized that it doesn't matter where you come from. It really matters about your passion and what you care about. Great life in Malaysia, best time in my whole life, and then I returned to the U.S. Parents got sick. You know, I hear this story from all over other Kansans who are my age that they came home and to take care of ailing parents, and there you find another niche and another purpose for why you even exist, whether it's that you're caretaking 24/7, but at the same time you're very aware of the gaps that exist within the community itself. So I got to do something that I had always wanted to do, and I just couldn't figure out how to do it. And I got invited to be among the African American Council of Elders here in Wichita. When I first came home and I saw the pictures of the elders in the Atwater Center, I said, how do I get to do that? So among everything I've ever done in my whole life, that was like the crowning glory, to be part of the Council of Elders, because we're really bringing things to the table that are important to the African-American community here in Wichita, but also we're building ourselves out as a model for other elder organizations throughout Kansas.